praise the Lord for that time of worship and song that we had.
为了刚才我们一起用音乐敬拜神的时间，我献上感恩。
And I was especially joyful about that testimony that Pastor Alex just gave. I really didn't expect to see him today. It was so wonderful to see him.
我今天是意外之喜，见到刘长老，很为他刚才的见证，受到感动。
And when I saw him, he said, "Give me a hug."
我看到他说他要给我一个拥抱。
And so I was just like, "Man, I want to try to minimize body contact." Here. So I was kind of like. And he said, "Come on, man, a rug."
我想要小心但是呢，他需要一个大大的拥抱。
But our church is also keeping Brother Alex, Pastor Alex, and his family in prayer.
但我们教会也是在为刘长老、刘弟兄祷告和他的家人祷告。
Today, I would like to speak to you on the topic: Why should we be thankful?
今天早上我要跟大家分享的主题是。我们为什么要感恩?
And we're just going to be reflecting on one verse, and it's the same verse that Brother Frank mentioned during the song set.
今天早上我们要一起思想的经文也是刚才主席跟我们分享的那一节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the privilege to gather before you this morning to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们这样的特权，今天早上可以聚集在一起赞美你。
Indeed, Father, you are worthy of all of our worship and praise.
主啊，你实在是那一位配得我们一切赞美的神。
And you are also worthy of all of our thanks.
你也是那配得我们一切感恩的神。
And Father, I pray that today as we reflect on your word.
天父，今天早上当我们思想你的话语的时候。
That your Holy Spirit would use your word to give us an attitude, a spirit of remembrance.
愿你的圣灵能够给我们这样一个能够记得思想的。
That we might not be ungrateful, forgetful people.
让我们不做那些健忘的、忘恩的人。
And that our gaze would be most of all upon our beloved Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
让我们的目光能够单单的转向你，我们的主和救主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Was brother. Frank mentioned it's difficult to believe that another Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
就像主席分享的，很难相信马上又要过感恩节了。
But as we still live in the midst of so much uncertainty about so many things going on in this country, in this world, and even in our own lives.
但是当我们还是生活在那么多的不确定性当中，有许多的事情发生在我们的国家、我们的世界，包括我们个人的生活。
Perhaps the question on your mind is why should I give? Why should I be thankful?
可能你心中的问题是我们为什么要感恩
？However, no matter what is going on in our lives, there is always something for which we can give thanks.
然而，不管我们在经历什么，我们总有一些可以感恩的事情。
As I was preparing this message, I was reminded of a time when our church. Had a short-term missions team go to Thailand to serve together with a missionary couple there.
当我在预备今天的分享正道的时候，我想到我们教会有一次差派了短宣队去泰国与一对宣教夫妇同工。
And there were two churches there.
那里有两个教会。
And one church was in a very poor rural village.
一个教会是在一个非常贫穷的农村的地方。
And I remember the people were living in basically bamboo huts with thatch roofs and dirt floors.
我记得那里的人，他们是住在竹子搭的或者是茅草屋睡在地上。
And we went to visit some of them, and I remember that we were told that many of the people in that village that their job was to plant rice seedlings.
当我们到那里去访问他们的时候，我们知道许多人的工作是要插秧。
And every day, even before dawn all the way until dark, they would be in the rice paddies, just planting the seedlings.
我们知道从天还没亮到太阳下山，他们就整天的在稻田里在插秧。
And they would do this all year for a few hundred US dollars.
他们就这样辛苦劳作一整年，就挣几百块美金。
I think there's always something for which we can give thanks.
我想我们总是能为一些事情感恩。
And if you are a believer of Jesus Christ,
如果你是一位基督徒，
being thankful is what God calls us to do in every situation in life.
感恩是神呼召我们在生活各样环境中都要做的一件事情。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So today I'd like for us to just reflect on the question, why should we be thankful?
所以今天我想邀请大家一起来思想，为什么我们要感恩。
I just want to very quickly give you 8 reasons.
我想很快地给大家八个理由。
Number one, because it is the will of God.
首先，因这是神所定的旨意。
If we are a believer, our desire is to seek God's will in our life.
如果我们是基督徒，我们的心愿就是要寻求神在我们生命中所定的旨意。
And this verse tells us what God's will is in our lives.
这节经文就告诉我们神在我们生命中所定的旨意是什么。
In this verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we see the requirement of giving thanks.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节，我们看到献上感恩的要求。
What we see in the words "give thanks" in the Greek, this is a continuous imperative or a continuous command.
这个谢恩在希腊原文里面是一个进行时，是要不断的感恩。
In this verse, we see the range of giving thanks in all circumstances.
这节经文也告诉我们，感恩的范围是要在凡事上感恩。
In circumstances that are seemingly good and those circumstances that are seemingly bad.
不管是看上去好的还是不好的情形。
And we see the reason for giving thanks.
我们也看见感恩的原因。
It's God's will for you to do that.
这是神所定的旨意，你要如此行。
The Bible tells us that God is good, wise, and sovereign.
圣经告诉我们，神是良善、智慧、有主权的。
And whatever we, as a believer, are giving thanks in all circumstances.
每当我们作为基督徒凡事谢恩的时候，
we are acknowledging these truths about God and are glorifying Him. We are making Him known.
我们就是在承认关于神的这些事实，我们也在给他宣扬他的名，归荣耀给他。
We are acknowledging that God is good.
我们承认神是好的。
That His desire is not to harm us, but to help us.
他的心意是不要伤害我们，而是要帮助我们。
There we go. Okay. Romans 8:28 says, And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
When we give thanks in all circumstances, we are acknowledging that God is wise, that he knows perfectly what he is doing.
当我们凡事谢恩的时候，我们也在承认神是智慧的，他完全知道他在做什么。
That he is the only wise God.
他是那独一的，充满智慧的神。
Romans 16:27, To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.
罗马书十六章二十七节，愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。Amen.
And we are acknowledging that God is sovereign.
我们也在承认神是有主权的。
That he is in complete control of this universe and of our lives.
我们这全宇宙和我们所有的一切生活都神是完全掌权。
Colossians 1:16 and 17 says, For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him.He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
哥罗西书一章十六到十七节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
These verses are describing Jesus Christ, God the Son.
这些经节就是在描述耶稣基督，神子。
Because of him.All things do not fall apart.
因着他，一切的事情啊，不会啊，啊，都能够完全。
Including our lives.
包括我们的生命。
So when we give thanks in all circumstances, basically we are acknowledging that He is God and we are not.
所以，当我们凡事谢恩的时候，我们就是在承认他是神，我们不是。
And we are ultimately showing our humility.And submissiveness before the Lord, that we are willing to accept whatever He brings or allows into our lives because He is good, wise, and sovereign.
归根到底，我们就是在神的面前啊，显出我们的谦卑和我们的顺服。我们愿意接受他带来的或者容许进入我们生命当中的各种事情，因为他是良善的、智慧的和有主权的。
And behind all this, he loves us with an unfailing love, most perfectly shown in the giving of his one and only beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
在这一切的背后，也体现了他对我们那永恒的爱。这个爱是在他赐给我们他的唯一独生爱子耶稣基督中完美的得到了呈现。
And I really thank and praise the Lord that you have such a wonderful example before you in Pastor Alex and someone who actually gives thanks in all circumstances, acknowledging the goodness, wisdom of God.
我也非常的向神献上感恩和赞美，在我们面前，我们教会当中有刘长老这样一位很好的榜样，在凡事上谢恩，承认神的良善、神的智慧和神的主权。
The second reason.That we are to remember to praise the Lord.
我们要纪念和赞美神的第二个理由是
And to remember to be thankful.
也要记得要感恩
Because it helps us to experience the peace of God.
因为这帮助我们经历到神的平安
Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书四章六到七节说到，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，并必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
The Bible tells us that the way to not be anxious about anything.Is to pray about everything.
圣经告诉我们，一无挂虑的方式就是为一切祷告。
And not only petitioning or asking of God.
不单单是向神祈求要求。
But also to pray with thanksgiving.
而且还要带着感恩的心祷告。
Practically, what can this mean?
那么从实际的角度来说，这是什么意思呢？
Practically, this can mean to remember the times that God has helped us in the past with a similar problem or difficulty.
那么实际上的应用呢，就是我们要记得想起过去神曾经在类似的问题或困难中帮助了我们。
As we are praying, bringing them up in our minds and thanking the Lord for those times.
我们祷告的时候就要把这些事情回想起来。为他们向神感恩。
You know, if you think about it, usually when we bring requests before the Lord,
如果你想一想，当我们来祈求神的时候，通常呢
，It is about something or related to something that the Lord has already helped us with in the past.
常常是跟我们过去曾经受到神帮助的一些事情有关。
And remembering those times will not only give us a more thankful heart. Toward the Lord, which is pleasing to Him.
让我们回想起这些事情，不单会让我们向神有一颗更感恩的心，那个是蒙神所悦纳的。
But it will also help to reassure us that God will help us again.
他也会帮助我们更确信神会再一次的来帮助我们。
And that gives us peace.
那就给我们平安。
That gives us a settled calm in the midst, not the absence, but in the midst of turmoil.
他就会赐给我们安宁，不是说在没有困难当中的安宁，而是在动荡中、困难中的安宁。
Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Be in control of your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful."
哥罗西书3:15，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
The words "and be thankful" is not added on here as an afterthought, like "oh, and don't forget to be thankful."
那么这里说“且要存感谢的心”，不是说事后想起来，忽然想起来，然后强加上去的。
But it's connected with letting the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
相反的，它是与叫基督的平安在我们心里做主密切相关。
I remember there was a time when I was at home and my wife.Went out on an errand.
我记得有一次我独自在家，我妻子到外面可能买东西或办些事情。
And she was driving a little Honda Civic.
她开一辆小的本田汽车。
I received a call, and it was my wife. As soon as I heard her voice, I knew something was terribly wrong.
然后我就接到了我妻子打来的电话，我一听到声音，我就知道事情好像不妙。
And she said, "I just got into a car accident."
她说我刚出车祸了。
He said, "And I was basically broadsided by a pickup truck."
有一辆小皮卡，一辆皮卡车呢就撞上我。
Immediately, I said, "How are you?"
我立刻就说你怎么样
？She says, "I think I'm okay, but the car's all messed up."
她说我想我还好吧，但是车已经。看上去已经报废了。
So at that time, I was basically, I felt like I was beside myself with anxiety. It was just like, I'm here, Wenyan is somewhere else. You know, I need to be with her. I need to be there. I gotta go.
我那时候就是非常的惊慌失措。我在想，我在这里，我太太在那里，我需要去跟她在一起。我现在马上就要走。
But immediately at that moment, the verse came into my mind: Give thanks in all circumstances.
但就在那时刻，这个经文凡事谢恩显入在我的脑海里。
And it was just like, Lord, this doesn't make sense right now, okay?
我就想神，这个怎么有没有道理呀？
But I remember I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, I don't understand this. This doesn't make sense. But you say give thanks in all circumstances, so I'm doing this now. Thank you for what just happened.
所以我跪下来说，主啊，我不晓得这是什么原因，但是你告诉我要凡事谢恩，那么我现在就要谢恩。
Of course, that's not all I said.
当然，这不仅我说了比这更多的话。
But I remember that immediately I was flooded with peace, where before I was filled with anxiety. Suddenly, I just had this total peace come over me.
但我就记得，我刚刚还是充满了焦虑，但在那一刻，神的平安就浇灌了我，让我充满了从他而来的平安。
And be thankful.
献上感恩。
So.A third reason why we are to give thanks.
我们要感恩的第三个理由是
because it is good for us to do so.
因为这对我们来讲是好的。
In Psalm 92:1, in the NIV, it says, "It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High."
诗篇92:1-2，称谢耶和华，歌颂你至高者的名，这本为美事。
In the NAS and King James, it says it is good to give thanks to the Lord.
在不同的版本里说要向神献上感恩。
The Chinese translation kind of consolidates things, and it is good to give thanks doesn't come out until actually verse 2.
那中文的翻译呢，是到第二节的时候才提到，这本为美事。
Most importantly, it is good to be thankful because it is pleasing to the Lord.
最重要的是。这本为美事，因为这是蒙神所喜悦的。
But it is also true that it is good for us.
但同样的，这对我们也是有好处的。
When we're living a thankful life, even in the seemingly bad times,
如果我们能够过一个感恩的生活，尽管我们处在看上去不好的境况当中，
it will help us to be more peaceful and less discouraged or depressed.
那有助于我们能够更有平安，更少灰心或沮丧。
A little article was written, in a publication called Our Daily Bread.
在一个每日灵粮这本读物当中有这样一篇短文。
And it was about a veteran missionary to China by the name of Henry W. Frost.
他的作者是一位资深的中国传教士，叫做霍亨利。
Where he said, and I quote, "I had received sad news from home, and deep shadows had covered my soul." I prayed, but the darkness did not vanish. I summoned myself to endure, but the darkness only deepened. Then I went to an inland station and I saw on the wall of the mission home these words, "Try Thanksgiving." I did, and in a moment every shadow was gone, not to return. Yes, the psalmist was right. It is good to give thanks to the Lord.
这位作者在这篇短文中讲到，我收到了从家里传来的噩耗，深深的阴影笼罩着我的灵魂。我祷告，但黑暗并没有消息，没有消失。我鼓起勇气忍耐，但黑暗只会更深。然后我就去了一个内地会的宣教所，在宣教所的墙上看到了这些字样，试试去感恩吧。我照做了，转眼间每个阴影都消失了，不再回来。是的，诗篇的诗人是对的，感谢主，的确是件美事。
Perhaps a shadow has come over your life recently.
也许最近也有黑暗到你的生活当中。
And you just can't shake it.
你也无法摆脱它。
Try giving thanks to the Lord.
试试感谢神。
Try counting your blessings rather than your troubles.
试试数算你的恩典而不是你的麻烦。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事谢恩。
Another reason why we should be thankful is that because it helps us to worship God.
另一个要感恩的原因是，这有助于我们敬拜神。
You know, when is it easiest for us to worship God?
你想什么样的时候很容易来敬拜神呢？
When we can't think of anything to be thankful about and have a complaining or grumbling spirit?
是在我们想不到任何可感恩的事情，然后满腹牢骚和抱怨的时候吗？
Or when we are thankful to him.
或者是当我们对他充满感恩的时候。
Of course, it is when we are thankful to him.
当然是当我们感恩的时候。
And this is because praising God and thankfulness to God are closely connected.
这是因为赞美神和感谢神两者是密切相关的。
In Psalm chapter 100 verse 4, it says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name."
诗篇100篇4节，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
In Psalm 95, 2, it, and 3 says, "Let us come before him with thanksgiving.And extol or praise him with music and song, for the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods."
诗篇九十五篇二到三节，我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼，因耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。
And also Colossians 3:16-17, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom." And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
哥罗西书三章十六到十七节，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导。互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
You know, because praising God and being thankful are so closely connected.
因为感谢神和敬拜神是紧密相连的。
When we are not thankful, it will be very difficult to praise and worship God, which is what we should always be doing as believers.
当我们没有心存感恩的时候，要来赞美和敬拜神就会变得非常困难。
But when we are truly thankful, then very naturally we will also praise God.
但是当我们真的是心怀感恩的话，那么很自然的我们就要来赞美神。
And just a small example, very small in my own life.
在我个人生活中有一个小小的例子。
I consistently give thanks to God for my wife.
我不断地为我的妻子向神感恩。
I always tell him, thank you so much for giving me this.Such a wonderful life partner.
我一直向神感谢赐给我这样一位好的美好的伴侣。
And when I say this, it's from my heart.
那么我这样说是真心的。
I'm truly thankful.
我真的感恩。
And also when I give thanks to God for my life partner, very naturally I also praise him for his love, for his grace, and for his mercy in my life.
那么当我为了我美好的伴侣向神献上感恩的时候，那么我也就禁不住的要为了他的爱，为了他的恩典来赞美他。
Another reason for why we should give thanks or should be thankful is because it improves our relationships with others.
另一个我们要感恩的理由是它会增进我们与他人的关系。
And this is what God wants from us.
这也是神希望我们如此去行。
And this is also whyHe told us to give thanks.
这也就是为什么他叫我们要谢恩。
For those who are husbands here,
我们在座的做丈夫的。
What do you think would happen to your marriage relationship if you came home one day with a present for your wife?
想象一下，如果有一天你回到家为你的妻子带来一份礼物，那他对你的婚姻关系有什么影响？
Not just because it's her birthday.
不仅仅是不是说只是他的生日。
Just because.
就是因为你想给他好东西。
And you didn't just say here.
你不就是递给他说拿去。
But you also told her from your heart how much you loved her and appreciated what she did.
而且你要非常真心的说你有多么的爱她，多么的感谢，欣赏她为你所做的一切。
And that you truly thank the Lord that he gave her to you.
而且你也真心的感谢神把他赐到你的生命当中。
I think the wives out there are saying, listen to this.
我想在座的妻子都说你听见了吗？
And what if this was done more than once? It was done more often.
那如果你不但有这样去行，而且是经常的这样去行。
You know, God tells us in Ephesians 5, the husbands love your wives.
神在以弗所书中教导说丈夫们爱你们的妻子
even with a sacrificial love.
甚至要以一种牺牲的爱去爱他们。
Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave him up for her.
丈夫们要爱你们的妻子就像基督为教会舍身。
For those of you who are wives,
那在座的妻子
what if you were to tell your husband how much you appreciated him and respected him?
如果你能够对你的丈夫说你有何等的感激他和敬重他
particularly as the head of the household,
特别是他是你们的一家之主
and that you thank the Lord for him,
你也为了他向神感恩
You know, the Bible tells us that husbands are to love their wives and wives are to respect their husbands.
你知道经文里教导我们丈夫当爱妻子，妻子当敬重丈夫。
This is because God knows that what's most important to the wife is love, and what is most important to the husband is respect.
因为神知道对妻子来说爱是最重要的，对丈夫来说敬重是最重要的。
He established the blueprint for marriage.
他为我们设立了婚姻的蓝图。
If more marriages were following the pattern of Ephesians 5, marriages would many more the marriages would be much better.
有多少的婚姻会得到极大的坚固，如果大家都能够按以弗所书五章教导的那样去行的话。
For those of you who are children,
在座的孩子们。
What if you told your parents once in a while how much you appreciate them for all their help, their care, their providing for you?
如果你们能够有的时候对父母表达一下你有何等的感激他们的一切的帮助、关怀和供应。
The sacrificing of their sleep, their money, their time for you.
他们牺牲了他们的睡眠、金钱和时间，都是为了你。
This is a way to honor your father and your mother.
这就是要孝敬你父母的一种方式。
I remember I was talking to a young man one time, and this was a young man who was telling me that he had some just a really bad relationship with his father.
我有一回跟一个年轻人交谈，他和他的父亲的关系相当紧张。
He told me that he always argued with his father, and he always talked back to him.
他说他总是跟他的父亲吵架或回嘴。
And it just strained the relationship.
使他们的关系很紧张。
And I asked him, "Have you ever told your?" And I asked him, "Is how? What kind of a father is your father?"
所以我就问他，你的父亲是怎么样的一位父亲？
And he said, "Actually, he's a good father. He's very responsible, and he does care and provide for the family well."
他说他其实是一个好父亲，他很有责任感，他关心家人。给他们很好的供应。
And I asked him, "Have you ever told your father that you appreciated what he has done?"
我就问他，那你是否曾经向你的父亲表达你的感激之情呢？
He had to think about that one.
他好像想了一下。
And he says, "Oh, maybe once or something." Actually, I'm sure it was at most once.
所以他说，哦，可能有那么一两回吧，但是我蛮相信只有一次。
And I asked him what his father's response was to what he said.
那我问他，当时父亲是如何反应的呢？
He said that his father really appreciated it, and he told his son, "Thank you."
他说他的父亲其实当时很感激，然后对他的儿子说谢谢你。
Brothers and sisters, what difference would it make in our relationships with one another if we expressed our appreciation to one another from time to time?
弟兄姐妹们，如果在我们与他人的关系当中，我们可以常常的向他们彼此表达互相的感激之情，那么我们的生活会起多大的变化？
And sincerely from our hearts telling them that, you know, "I thank the Lord for you, brother. I thank the Lord for you, sister."
如果我们能够真心实意的说，弟兄姐妹，我在神面前献上感恩，因为你的存在。
I really appreciate what you've been doing for the Lord.
我非常感激你为神所做的。
And this brings us to the next reason that we should be thankful.
这就让我们转入下一个应当感恩的理由。
We are to be thankful because in Christ we are part of a spiritual family.
我们应当感恩，因为在基督里，我们都是属灵大家庭中的一份。
Paul says in Romans 1:8, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world."
保罗在罗马书一章八节说，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下。
By grace through faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit places us into the body of Christ. This is true for all true believers.
因着信基督的恩典，圣灵就把我们摆在基督的肢体里，那就是一切真信徒。
This is whatWe see here in 1 Corinthians 12:13, where it says, "For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink."
这就是在哥林多前书十二章十三节所描述的。我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。
This baptized here is not talking about water baptism.
这里所讲的受洗不是用水行浸礼。
This is talking about a spiritual phenomenon that occurs where the Holy Spirit, when we, by grace through faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit places us within the body of Christ so that we are not only connected in a relationship with the Father, but we are also connected in a relationship with one another as believers.
这里所讲的是一种属灵的现象，就是我们从圣灵受洗，因着耶稣基督的恩惠，借着我们对他的信心，我们不但与天父连结，我们也彼此连结，成了一个肢体。
We share the same faith.
我们有同样的信仰。
We believe in the same Savior and Lord.
我们相信同一位主和救主。
We believe in the same body of truth that is the Bible.
我们相信圣经里的真理。
We have the same Holy Spirit dwelling within us.
我们有同一个圣灵住在我们里面。
This is what it means that we are all given the one Spirit to drink.
这就是饮于一位圣灵的意义。
It is our brothers and sisters in Christ who help us to learn more about God's word.
我们在主内的弟兄姐妹帮助我们更多的来学习神的话语。
They help us to grow in our faith.
帮助我们在信仰中成长。
To grow in our knowledge of God.
在对我们对神的知识上成长。
They also help to serve us, to encourage us, to help to bear our burdens.
他们也我们也彼此服侍，彼此鼓励，然后能够互相承担彼此的重担。
Because of this, we should appreciate our spiritual family and thank the Lord for one another.
因此，我们要为我们属灵的家庭献上感恩，为彼此向主感恩。
I remember there was a brother in Christ in the past where he had some hard feelings towards me.
我记得过去有一位主内弟兄对我可能心有芥蒂。
And I had apologized to him for something that I had said, but the hard feelings were still there.
虽然我已经为我所说的话向他道歉了，但是他对我还是心怀芥蒂。
And I was convicted by the verse that we are to thank God for one another.
那么，经文说我们要为彼要彼此感恩的时候，圣灵就激励我。
So I just went up to him and sincerely, I just gave him a hug and I said, you know, brother, I really appreciate you and I thank the Lord for you.
所以呢，我就真心实意的去找到这位弟兄，给他一个大大的拥抱，说，弟兄，我为了神，为了你向神献上感恩。
And that helped to strengthen the relationship again between us.
那就真的是帮助我们能够再次的增长我们的关系。
In Philippians chapter 1 verses 3 to 5, Paul says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
腓立比书一章三到五节，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神；每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的，兴旺福音。
We see that Paul was thankful for the believers at Philippi every time he remembered them.
我们看到保罗为了腓立比的信徒献上感恩，每逢想念他们就感谢神。
And he remembered them every time he prayed for them.
每逢他为他们众人祈求的时候，
Brothers and sisters, are we praying for one another?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有彼此为彼此祈求吗？
But as he remembered them in his prayers, it was with joy.
当他在祷告中纪念那些弟兄姐妹的时候，他充满了喜乐。
Because they were partners in the gospel together with him.
因为他们在兴旺福音中与他同工。
And they share the same desire to proclaim the gospel to those around them.
他们有同样的心愿，就是要把福音传扬给周遭的人。
May we have joy in being partners in the gospel.
让我们能够为了福音的兴旺同工，然后也是欢欢喜喜的。
I was really encouraged this morning as I was talking with Pastor Alex.
今天早上我跟刘长老交谈，很受鼓舞。
He said that it's just like he's been full on, just constantly trying to share the gospel with his brain surgeon.
因为他那是火力全开，跟他的脑外科大夫传福音。
And he says that just brings him such joy.
那给了他何等大的喜乐。
May we have joy in being partners in the gospel.
让我们能够为了福音同工，充满了喜乐。
Another reason why we are to be thankful is because it helps to prevent the sin of complaining against God in our lives.
另一个要谢恩的理由是会帮助我们在生活中不至于犯下抱怨得罪神的罪。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15 it says, Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe.
腓立比书二章十四到十五节，凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做成神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
You know, what these verses tell us is that so many sins in our lives are connected with complaining or arguing.
这经文指出，我们生活当中很多的罪是与发怨言、起争论有关。
You know, because of our sin nature, there's the tendency to focus on what we do not have rather than what we do have.
因为我们的罪性，我们会有这样的倾向，专注于我们所缺乏的，而不是我们所有的。
And when we do that, we cannot be thankful.
那样的话，我们就很难去感恩。
You know, the Israelites in the Old Testament were always complaining to God about what they did not have.
旧约里的以色列人总是向神抱怨他们的缺乏。
But they never seemed to see, or they never seemed to remember what God had done for them.
他们好像呢，从来不会看见或者记得神为他们所成就的。
They forgot how they were protected from the plagues.
他忘了他们在瘟疫中受到保护。
In Egypt,
在埃及。
How God had divided the Red Sea.
神如何分开红海。
God had given them victory in battles.
神让他们在征战中得胜。
How God had given them bread from heaven.
从天上赐下灵粮。
Quail.
鹌鹑。
How God had provided them water from a rock.
甚至从岩石中给了他们水。
They couldn't see that, or they couldn't remember that, so they were rarely thankful.
他们不能看见或者不能够想起，所以他们很少感恩。
And before we talk about, and we think in our minds, oh boy, they were so ungrateful.
我们就会想，哦，这些以色列人实在是忘恩负义。
We're the same people.
但我们其实也是一样的人。
We have the same sin nature that they did.
我们跟他们有同样的罪性。
And we see in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4.
我们在申命记八章四节看到。
You know, God was reminding them of how, you know, what he had done in their lives.
神提醒他们在他们生活当中的作为。
They didn't realize that. They didn't see it. They didn't remember it.
他们没有意识到、看到或者想起。
In Deuteronomy 8, 4, it says, Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years where they were walking in the wilderness. This didn't happen.
申命记八章四节说，这四十年，你们的衣服没有穿破，你们的脚也没有肿。这是他们在旷野中的四十年。
It's like, hello, you know, your clothes didn't wear out for 40 years. You didn't see that?
你记得吗？你看呢、啊？你的衣服都没有穿破，四十年了都没有穿破。
Then he says again in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 5, during the 40 years that I led you through the desert, your clothes did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet.
在申命记二十九章五节再次提醒我领你们在旷野四十年，你们身上的衣服并没有穿破，脚上的鞋也没有穿坏。
You know, having the attitude of a critical or complaining spirit can kill a thankful attitude.
所以你看，如果有这样一个批评抱怨的这样子的态度的话，就会扼杀我们感恩的态度。
And if we're not careful, it can overrun our lives.
如果我们不小心的话这会霸占我们的生命。
A complaining spirit and a spirit of thanksgiving cannot coexist.
一个抱怨的灵和一个感恩的灵不能够同时存在。
A Christian author once wrote, I used to think people complained because they had a lot of problems, but I have come to realize that they have problems because they complain. Complaining doesn't change anything or make situations better. It amplifies frustration, spreads discontent and discord, and can invoke an invitation for the devil.To cause havoc with our lives.
有一位基督徒作者这样写道：我曾经认为人们抱怨是因为他们有很多的问题，但我逐渐认识到，他们有问题是因为他们抱怨。抱怨并不能改变什么，也不能使情况变得更好，反而它放大了挫折感，传播了不满和不和谐，可能招致魔鬼对我们生活进行大的破坏。
Philippians 2:14, again, do everything without complaining or arguing.
再一次，腓立比书二章十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
Because it makes us see only what we do not have, and makes us fail to see what we do have.
因为这让我们看不见我们所拥有的，反而专注于我们所缺乏的。
Years ago, there was an article about a little 12-year-old boy named David Vedder who was born without an immune system.
多年前有这样一个新闻里有这样一个男孩叫 David Vedder, 他生下来就缺乏免疫系统。
And later he underwent a bone marrow transplant in order to correct the deficiency.
为了矫正这个缺陷呢，他后来进行了骨髓移植手术。
But up to that point in time, he had spent his whole life in a plastic bubble in order to prevent exposure to common germs, bacteria, or viruses that would maybe only at most make us a little bit sick, but it would kill him.
在手术之前呢，他的一生都是生活在一个塑料的泡泡里面，因为这样的话，他才不会接触到那些病菌、细菌或病毒。对我们来讲可能是小事情，但是对他来讲可能是性命交关。
But for all those years, he lived without knowing human contact.
所以多年来，他都生活在一个没有人跟人接触的环境中。
And when he was asked what he'd like to do if and when he was released from that protective bubble around him,
当有人问他，如果他能够有朝一日从这个泡泡里走出来的时候，他想做什么？
This is what he said.
他这样回答：
I want to walk barefoot on grass and touch.My mother's hand. That was his response.
他的回答是：我想要赤脚走在草地上，我想要碰碰妈妈的手。
How much do we often take for granted in our lives?
我们把生命中有多少的事情看为理所当然。
Additionally, not complaining or arguing are ways that we can better live out our faith as a believer of Jesus.
并且当我们不发怨言不起争论的话我们就能够、在我们的生命中更好地活出我们的信仰。
It can make you, like as it says in verse 15 of Philippians 2, it can make you shine like a star because it sets you apart from people in this world because people in this world like to complain, they like to argue.
就像腓立比书二章提到的，它会让我们像明光照耀，因为这世代的人，这世界上的人喜欢抱怨。
So a thankful person can be a great witness for Christ.
所以呢，一个感恩的人可以为基督做美好的见证。
A way that believers can be a light of Christ, reflect the light of Christ in us by being the light of the world.
一个信徒可以做这世代的光，我们就能够反映出耶稣基督的荣光。
Not someone who is always complaining or arguing.
那么一天到晚抱怨牢骚的人呢，他们就不能够成为这样的光。
I remember years ago when I was still working as a research scientist.
多年前，当我还是在做一个做研究的科学家的时候。
And I had a couple fellow colleagues that I interacted with in the laboratory that I was in.
在我的实验室，我有几位同事。
And these two colleagues had a habit of always complaining and talking behind the boss's back.
这两位同事呢，很喜欢在老板的背后抱怨发牢骚。
And they also tried to get me to complain also.
他们也想要我加入他们一起来抱怨。
But I never did.
但我从来没有那样做。
I mean, even if I had something to complain about, I wouldn't do it behind his back.
就算我可能有一些怨言，我也不会在他的背后说他的坏话。
But I didn't have anything to complain about. I liked the guy.
而且我实际上没什么好抱怨的，我喜欢我们老板。
Yeah, but they were always complaining.
但他们一直在抱怨。
And one person especially got mad at me, and he said some really crude things to me. You know, you're a brown noser. You're just the boss's pet.
其中有一个人还对我大发脾气，给我说一些很侮辱的话，说你是一个马屁精。
But I remember the other colleague.
但是我还记得另外那个同事。
He said to me, "You know, Elton, we complain a lot about the boss. We know that."
他说 ，Elton， 我们知道我们对老板的抱怨很多。
And I noticed that you never do.
我也注意到你从来不这样做。
Even though we try to encourage you to do that.
虽然我们一直怂恿你这样做。
And I respect you for that.
但是我为此敬重你。
And he says, and I know why you don't do it.
我也知道你为什么不这么做。
It's because you're a Christian.
那是因为你是基督徒。
They both knew that I was a Christian.
他们俩都知道我是基督徒。
But this situation allowed me, gave me the opportunity to share the gospel with this colleague. And by God's grace, he came to faith in Christ.
所以这件事情就让我有机会向我的同事传福音，因着神的恩典，他也成了基督徒。
And I praise the Lord that as I was talking with, I'm praising the Lord for Pastor Alex. You know, that's what his desire. He wants to be a light for Jesus.
我为了刘长老来感谢神，因为神的心意就是如此，他希望我们成为这世上的光。
But also, you know, so let me just bring this out. Someone who does not have, or someone who does not have a critical or complaining spirit also tends to be someone who is easier to get along with.
我也想要提到那些不是一天到晚抱怨然后批评这个批评那个的人是更容易相处的人。
I read of a church that went on a fast for 6 weeks.
我读到说有一个教会禁食六周。
Not from food, but from complaining.
不是禁食，而是不可以抱怨。
And for 6 weeks, they committed themselves to thank or praise God for something every time that they wanted to grumble or complain.
所以呢，六周他们都就是说，每当他们想要抱怨或者是发牢骚的时候，反而他们要赞美神，感谢神。
And after the 6 weeks, everyone agreed that it had greatly improved the quality of their life.
六周过去了以后，每个人都同意这样做，大大的提高了他们生活的质量。
And before we get to the final point, I have one thing I want to emphasize.
在我们提到最后一点之前，我想要强调一件事情。
Having a critical or complaining attitude against God can also be something that is silent and passive and not just active.
所谓的有一个批评或者抱怨的，对神批评抱怨的态度，有的时候可以是沉默的、消极的，而不是说你一直就在批评。
You don't have to be actively complaining against God.
你可能不会说出来，或者是积极的去抱怨神。
This wrong attitude can also be expressed during those times where we just don't want to spend any time with Him. We don't want to draw close to Him.
这种错误的态度呢，也可以透过不想与神花时间、不想与神亲近这样表达出来。
That often means that we have a critical or complaining spirit toward the Lord.
这也是我们对神有批评抱怨态度的一种体现。
And the final point, another final reason why we are to be thankful.
最后一个为什么我们要感恩的原因是
Because of God's greatest blessing in our lives.
因为神在我们生命里最大的祝福。
In 2 Corinthians 9:15, Paul says, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift."
哥林多后书九章十五节，保罗说：“感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。”
What is God's gift, and why is it indescribable?
什么是神的恩赐？为什么是说不尽的呢？
Perhaps you could say that the gift is complete forgiveness of sins, which is our greatest need.
你可能可以说是因为对我们的罪的完全的赦免。
As it says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
就像在罗马书
三
章二十三节提到，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Perhaps you can say that it is eternal life with God in heaven.
也许你会说，这个恩赐是在天国里的永恒的生命。
Romans 6:23 it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life."
罗马书六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐乃是永生。
But ultimately the gift is a person.
但是归根到底，这个恩赐是一个人。
For without that person, there is no forgiveness of sins, there is no eternal life.
因为若是没有这个人，那么就没有赦罪，也没有永生。
Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death.But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
罗马书六章二十三节，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
And that person is Christ Jesus our Lord.
那一位人就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this is what makes the gift indescribable.
这就是为什么这个恩赐是说不尽的。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 8:9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich."
哥林多后书八章九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
2 Corinthians 8:9 is referring to the incarnation of Christ, of God becoming man in the person of Jesus Christ.
哥林多后书八章九节所讲到的是耶稣基督的道成肉身。
It's about how he who is God the Son gave upThe privileges, the glory that he had with God the Father in heaven from the beginning.
这是描述的是他神的儿子，他放弃了他在起初与天父在天国中所有的特权和荣耀。
And he came down to this earth, born as a poor carpenter's son.
他降世为人，成为一个贫穷的木工的儿子。
He had no place to lay his head.
他无处枕席。
Foxes have holes, he says. Birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
他说狐狸有他的窝，飞鸟有也有他们的巢，但是人子却没有可枕席的地方。
And he became poor to the utmost by dying on the cross for our sins.
他最终成为贫穷，是在十字架上为了我们的罪受死。
But we must remember that he did this willingly.
我们更要记得他做这一切都是甘心乐意。
He did this joyfully.
他欢喜地去行。
He did this without any grumbling or complaining.
他为我们受洗，没有受死，没有任何的怨言。
Because of his love for us.
是因着他对我们的爱。
So how can we grumble and complain against the Lord?
所以我们怎么可能去向神发怨言来抱怨神呢？
Rather, as it says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
相反的，让我们像在希伯来书十二章二节那样，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
He is now at the right hand of the throne of God.
他现在坐在神宝座的右边。
Where he is now interceding for us.
在为我们代求。
And continues to serve us.
不断地在服侍我们。
So during these difficult and uncertain times.
所以在我们经历这困难不确定的时间，
Let us remember to be thankful.
让我们记得要感恩。
Most of all for Jesus, our Savior and Lord.
最重要的是要为我们的主和救主耶稣感恩。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Indeed, Lord Jesus, we come before you, we want to thank you and praise you.
主耶稣基督，我们真的是要来到你的面前献上感恩和赞美。
Indeed, worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
是的，那被杀的羔羊是配得的。
And in the book of Revelation, that is what all the angels are praising you about.
在启示录里，那是所有的天使在赞美你的时候所说的。
How amazing the love and the grace that you have shown to us.
你向我们显现了何等奇妙的爱和恩典。
That you would bear our sins, that you would die on the cross, suffer and die on the cross for our sins, and it would still be a joy to you.
你担当了我们的罪孽，你在十字架上受苦受死，然而你这样去行是充满了喜乐。
Not only because of your love for the Father,
这不仅仅是因着你对天父的爱，
but for some crazy reason, because of your love for us.
而是让人不可思议的原因，你竟然爱我们。
Who are totally unlovable.
我们是完全的不可爱。
For your word says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
在神的话语里提到，神的爱在此就向我们显明了，当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们受死。
Lord Jesus, may we have a heart of gratitude toward you.
主耶稣基督， 求你赐给我们一个向你感恩的心和态度。
You want us to remember your love every time we partake of the bread and the cup.
每当我们领受饼和杯的时候，我们都要纪念你对我们的爱。
And Lord Jesus, may we never complain or grumble against you.
主耶稣，帮助我们永远不要向你抱怨。
And Lord Jesus, may our lives be lived for you in these last days that we are in.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们在这末后的世代为你而活。
May all that we say, may all that we do bring glory to you.
愿我们一切所行所说的都能够归荣耀给你。
May we not be ashamed of making you known before others.
让我们不为福音啊，不以福音为耻。
Help us to be salt and light for you.
帮助我们为你成为这世上的盐和光。
All to your glory and praise.
一切为了你的荣耀，一切为了赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.